Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be for good pleasure in thy sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. How good are thy tents, O Jacob, thy tabernacles, O Israel. These words are a poetic promise of the peaceful state of heaven. The Lord caused Balaam to utter these words as he stood on the mountains of Moab, overlooking the camp of Israel. Yehovah God had carefully explained to Moses how the children of Israel were to organize their tents in their camp. Everything centered on their place of worship, the tabernacle. The pattern of their camp was an image of the orderliness and peace of heaven. This heavenly order is the basis for protection against the hells, for good relationships with all our family, friends, and neighbors, and for the greatest opportunities to live a useful, satisfying life. The 12 tribes represent the whole church as to every possible way of loving the Lord and the neighbor. Each of us has a somewhat different approach to living a useful life. We have different occupations and various groups of people who count on us in many different ways. We have somewhat different ideas of the Lord and of what he expects of us. But everyone who is sincere in trying to do what the Lord wants is represented in the camp of Israel and in heaven. The Lord himself makes the center, drawing all of us into a unity. The Lord does the same for each of us individually, as well as for all of us together. Within each person, a host of loves and interests each seeks its place. Some loves are nearer the Lord, some are more remote, and some do not belong in the camp at all. We struggle with how to fit in all the things we would like to do or feel we ought to do and what to cut out. When should we say, "Let me do that job," or when should we let someone else do it? To what extent should we insist on our interests or our points of view? Or when should we go along with what somebody else wants, or go with a group? How do we balance time at work, time with our spouse, time with our children, time for ourselves? How do we weigh the needs of our family against the needs of the church, or of a new family in our community, or the couple who have lost a child, and so on? The Lord wants us to respond to these challenges as if from ourselves, and yet he also hopes that we will look to him to show us how to organize and prioritize our lives. The camp of Israel represented the very order of creation, the pattern of the universe, reality itself. The layout of the camp was an image of the true relationships among the various good loves, needs, uses, and ideas that make a person's life. To the extent that our lives reflect this order, we will be at peace, happy, and fulfilled. Otherwise, we are out of harmony with the way things really work. The Ten Commandments are the simplest expression of this order. They are not arbitrary rules to test our obedience. They are the laws by which people become happy or sad, by drawing nearer or pulling away from the source of life and happiness. In this order, there is all power, because it is the way human beings really are. As there are physical laws of order in the universe, which science gradually discovers, so there are laws of human nature revealed in the Word. They apply to every culture, era, and region on earth, in fact, in all worlds. As we live according to the Lord's order, we become more and more secure against the psychological and spiritual turmoil that the hells are always stirring up. Balaam, the sorcerer, described the power of this order as being like a lion. There is no sorcery against Jacob, nor is there any divination against Israel. Now it must be said of Jacob and of Israel, what has God done? Look, a people rises like an old lion and lifts itself up like a young lion. It shall not lie down until it devours the prey and drinks the blood of the slain. Describing the camp, our lesson commented, this camp or this order is such that it cannot possibly be broken down by hell, though hell is always trying to. Hence also this order, that is heaven, is called a military camp, and the truths and goods, that is the angels, who are arranged according to this order, are called armies, or the heavenly hosts. It is this very order, and thus heaven itself, which was represented by the encampment of the sons of Israel in the wilderness, and the dwelling together itself in the camp, according to tribes, was called the camp. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together. For example, think of a man who dedicates himself to living an active, useful life. His mind is thereby limited and defined, as if by the walls around a castle or a lovely estate. Within these limits, which the man sets for himself from conscience, the Lord progressively organizes his thoughts and affections into a form that is truly human. He doesn't have time for petty office politics or for the insanity of lust for other women, because his mind is focused on the uses of his life, which he loves. His daily commitment to a useful, orderly life is a wall or a shield to him. He allows the Lord to protect him from the hells. Therefore, he gets along happily with his family and his co-workers. We learn the Lord's order, and we practice it in the most important ways at home. We can picture the tents of Jacob and the tabernacles of Israel, each sheltering a family. In the word, the spiritual meaning of a tent is a place to learn from the Lord and worship him. Learning to worship the Lord in the way we live every day is the most important activity of a home. In particular, tents stand for the holiness of love to the Lord. This is because in the most ancient times, people dwelt in tents and took their tents with them on their journeys. The writings describe that first church on earth. At that time, they were mostly feeders of sheep, and the father of the family taught those who were born in his household the precepts of charity, and thus the life of love in their tents, as in later times they taught in temples or church buildings. And because this was the quality of the church among the most ancient people, and the doctrine of love to the Lord was taught in their tents, therefore the Lord loved tents more than temples. So, by command of the Lord on Mount Sinai, a tabernacle, a beautiful worship tent, was built in which the Israelitish nation might perform holy worship. Now this is an ideal for us today, that we can celebrate holy worship of the Lord in our own homes. There is a role here for fathers especially. We must not think of our church school and our society as a crutch, taking over the responsibility of our homes, enabling families to limp along without any focus on the Lord or his word. Rather, our homes and our marriages must be the primary church for us, because our homes are where we live and where we care most deeply. Each family can have a unique, precious way of looking to the Lord and a love for the uses of life that is a little different from every other family's. This vision and love are a gift from the Lord to that family and through them to all their neighbors. We must not allow anyone, not even our pastor or our church school, to to take away from us as parents and grandparents the opportunity and the privilege of talking with our children about the Lord and the aspects of His order that mean most to us in our lives. We want to have a role in helping our children find their place in the Lord's camp and develop their own internalized sense of the Lord's all-embracing order. We hope our children will be blessed by the peace and safety of living within the bonds of conscience. No one in the world can do that better for our children than ourselves as their parents. The strength of our church, our school, and our country depends on the strength of our homes in looking to the Lord, each home by itself, though in connection with others. As in a marriage, so in a community. The closer each person and each home comes to the Lord, the more the Lord will be able to draw them together in harmony with each other. Varieties of opinion and approach will enrich us rather than divide us. Evil spirits who provoke unkind words will be restrained, even fenced out. Angels who love to live within the camp of the Lord's order will be offering their sphere, their ideas and affections. Uses will flourish, like gardens by the river, like sandalwood trees planted by the Lord, like cedar trees beside the waters. In such a paradise, each person will find fulfillment. So let us cultivate a knowledge and a life according to the Lord's heavenly order, beginning in our homes. And then the beautiful prophecy will come true for us. How good are thy tents, O Jacob, thy habitations, O Israel. Amen. Now to the one only God, Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.